great feast of transfiguration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, yet the incident, the story we just read from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, took place immediately after the transfiguration of our Lord. And as we all know, at the transfiguration of our Lord, three of our Lord's disciples, Peter, James, and John, saw our Lord Jesus Christ as he truly is, shining in the glory of God that was his before all ages. They knew then that he was a true king and true Messiah, a promised Redeemer and Savior, as we also acknowledge in the Holy Sacrament of Baptism. And Jesus spoke to them of the restoration of all things. Yet when they came down from Tabor Mountain and moved among the ordinary people, it seemed that there the devil was still a king. And as he was described in the Holy Gospel and the Scriptures, the devil was the god or the ruler of this world. And there was this poor and demon-possessed child, and the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ could not cure him. All things are to be restored, yet however, disciples of our Lord, the apostles, were not able to restore the health of this small child. And they were asked privately, when they asked privately Christ, why is this, why is it so, and why is it they couldn't cure this poor child? Jesus answered and attributed this to the lack of their faith. They had seen him transfigured on the mountain. They had seen his glory, as St. John describes, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. But back in the everyday world, their faith was too weak. So Jesus himself drove out the demon that oppressed this child. And when the disciples asked him why they had not been able to drive out the demon, Jesus repeated that it was because of their little faith and said, and this is very important for us to know, that this kind of demon does not come out without prayer and without fasting, as we are about to enter into another fasting season in exactly 5 days from now, from today. And my brothers and sisters, we today, we call ourselves Christians, are like those disciples too. We are here in the Divine Liturgy, which we also can call the Mountain of Transfiguration. This is our Tabor Mountain. And we see these beautiful holy icons around us. And these icons, many of them are of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we can see on these icons the way Jesus truly is. We see the glory that he had from the beginning of time. We see the glory that he shines forth for us, the glory that comes from our Heavenly Father before all ages. And we see the icons, all these icons of angels and saints all around us. And these saints that we see around us, my brothers and sisters, are men and women who walk the earth as we do today. But as they grew strong in faith, they too were transfigured. They were transfigured so that the glory and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ shone through them. The icons enable us to see what is unseen. That we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the angels and the saints. Those icons, my brothers and sisters, are our window into eternity. And we are on the mountain and we sing to the glory of God. And when we receive the Holy Communion, we receive our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, so that we too may be transfigured. But then, what happens when we leave the temple and go back into the world after this divine liturgy? All too often, unfortunately, our faith shrinks, like the faith of those disciples of Jesus long, long time ago, almost 2,000 years ago. We are confronted with a world in which the devil still seems to be powerful and we are so weak. We see people who are suffering as a result of the evil in this world, and we are, at least we think so, we are unable to help them or to change anything in this world. Jesus said of the demonized person that they brought to him, "This kind does not come out except through prayer and fasting." And all too often we are careless in our prayers, hasty to come to the end of them, to the end of the liturgy, as it usually happens in our temple. We are often wandering during the services and are unfortunately inattentive. We are busy or tired or have woken up late, and so we put off praying until later when we have enough time to do that, but somehow time never comes. And soon the day has gone by without us saying a prayer at all. We are lukewarm at the celebration of the Divine Liturgy, negligent in preparing for communion, and cold and dry in receiving it. And we are just as lax in fasting too. If we pray and fast even a little more each day, our little faith can grow stronger. And as it grows stronger, we may become witnesses and channels of God's power, and that will enable us to stand up to evil in this world and to change things little by little. The good news is that Christ is with us in that struggle, my brothers and sisters. He endured the agony of the cross for us, and we will grow in faith by bearing our crosses patiently, by accepting the difficulty of prayer, fasting, selfless sacrifice, and all the other disciplines of the Christian life. No, they will never make us rich and famous, but they are tools for helping us become like the father of the demonized boy, who in his humble faith received the mercy of Christ. Then, only then, we will learn in our own lives what looks like weakness by worldly standards is actually the greatest strength of all. May God bless you all. Amen.